CDL course. Quick pre-test review. Tank vehicles exam. Study the following quick review prior to taking your practice exam. You will find that this section will cover most of the items that you will see on the written examination. This section has been condensed and covers only those items that you will be tested on. You must have a Class E or Class B license to get a tank vehicles and endorsement. The endorsement allows you to drive vehicles that carry more than 1,000 gallons of liquid or gas in a straight truck with a permanent tank, trailer with a portable tank, or a trailer that is a tank. Special care must be taken when hauling liquids because of the high center of gravity and the movement of liquid. Both of these problems can easily contribute to a rollover. Highway curves and on-ramp/off-ramp curves must be taken at speeds well below the posted speed limits to avoid rollover. Liquid surge results from the movement of the liquid in a partly filled tank. Sudden stops or starts will start the liquid moving back and forth, making handling difficult. This liquid surge can push the vehicle in the direction the wave is moving as it hits the end or side of the tank. This can push the vehicle into the wrong lane on slippery roads with sharp turns. This surge can push the vehicle beyond the intersection when the road surface is slippery. Side-to-side surge can cause rollovers on turns. Extreme care must be taken on sharp turns. Liquid tight separators between compartments inside the tank are called bulkheads. Liquid cannot flow from one bulkhead to another. When loading or unloading the smaller tanks on bulkhead tanks, you must pay attention to the distribution of weight to keep the load balanced between front and back tanks. Separators with openings or holes in them that are between compartments in a tank are called baffles. Baffles let the liquid flow through, but at a slowed rate of speed, which breaking up the movement of the liquid and avoiding forward and backward liquid surge. Baffles do not protect a vehicle from side-to-side liquid surge. A tank that has baffles can still experience side-to-side liquid surge, which can cause rollover. Smoothbore tanks have nothing inside to slow down the flow of liquid. A tanker without bulkheads or baffles is called smoothbore. Smoothbore tanks are required for carrying food products such as milk. For sanitary reasons, the tanks must be able to be cleaned completely. Forward to backward surge is strongest in smoothbore tanks because there is nothing inside to stop or slow down the surge of liquid from front to back, which requires extreme care when starting or stopping. Outage refers to the amount in a tanker left unfilled. This space allows for expansion of the liquid. Tanks should never be filled completely. Liquids expand as they warm up, and space outage must be left available for expansion. Cargo tanks used for hauling hazardous materials are required to have a minimum outage, or free space to permit expansion. As a rule of thumb, flammable liquids need at least 1% of total capacity. Outages for acids and corrosives should not be less than 2% of total capacity. Compressed gases loading capacity is measured as filling density ratio of weight of the gas to the weight of water that the tank would hold. The outage requirements of each liquid must be known because they expand at different rates. The amount of liquid too low into a tank depends on the amount the liquid will expand in transit and the weight of the liquid in regard to legal weight limits. Slow to a safe speed before entering a curve and then speed up slightly as you go through it. You normally should drive slower than the posted speed limit to avoid rollover. Empty tankers take a longer distance to stop than full tankers because an empty tanker has less traction. Escape ramps are made to stop runaway vehicles safely. Know the location of escape ramps and use them if you'll lose your brakes. In a front wheel skid, the front end tends to go in a straight line regardless of how the wheels are turned. In an emergency, to avoid a crash, you should use controlled or stab braking. Controlled braking. Put on the brakes as hard as you can without locking the wheels, keeping steering movements to a minimum. Stab braking. Apply the brakes all the way. Release the brakes when the wheels start to lock. As soon as the wheels start rolling, apply the brakes fully again. Repeat this procedure as necessary. When you don't have enough room to stop, you may have to steer quickly to avoid a collision. Do not put the brakes on while you are turning. It is easy to lock the wheels while turning, causing the skid. Turn just enough. Sharp turns can cause rollover and skid. To avoid the obstacle and counter steer, turn the wheel back in the other direction as soon as practicable upon avoiding the obstacle. This is actually a two-part turning procedure: steering and counter steering. At night, keep your stopping distance within your sight distance. This means to go slow enough to stop within a range of your headlights. Wet roads, double your stopping distance. Copyright, copyright by OnlineCDLTest.com. All rights reserved.